Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge, CRN Digital Talk Radio, our weekly get-together with yours truly, Michael Horn, and the star of our show. We call him the Sultan around here at the network, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only icon, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much, and welcome to our show. I had a tough day today.
Well, you're dressed tough. You are dressed up with a beautifully coordinated sort of a dark gray and light gray shirt that's buttoned up to the neck, and then this beautiful blazer, this dark gray.
It's not actually a blazer. It's just a tweed affected, top coat jacket.
I believe that's the Shannon tweed, and that's a very nice coat, by the way, that she has.
Yeah.
So you're wearing that. Were you dressed up for the show today? It was very nice of you to do
that.
Well,
I dressed up for the DMV, as I always do, because whenever I'm out in public, as you know.
Wait a minute. You dressed up to go to the DMV?
Yes.
Have you been to the DMV and see what people look like?
Many times.
DMV and
I've
there
been
people?
To the DMV way more than you have.
Drinking Coca-Cola, spilling it all over themselves.
Well, they're camping out. They have a sleeping bag in there.
Trying to get their driver's license so they can vote illegally and all that stuff.
Of course.
So you went to the DMV because?
I needed to have my license renewed. July 6th is the drop-dead date on my license.
Oh, I see. So you were up and you're up against it.
So my good friend Vito Scataglia, who runs the DMV.
There's a guy at the DMV named Vito Scataglia?
Scataglia.
Thank you. It's Scataglia.
That's what it is.
Thank you, Freddie.
And he'll make that
Freddie,
correction.
Good to see you at the DMV today amongst all the other people there. I just had to push you in there and get your eyes checked. And you look pretty good.
Yeah. And
thank
so,
you.
And so, he's packing his rod.
That's what I always take with me to the DMV because I got to go fishing for those fish up there in
tilapia,
Colorado. I
tilapia.
Hope you guys talk about them on the thing. But it was good. You passed, Freddie. You had 100%.
Yeah, I did a good job on
you
my
got
test.
100%.
I got 100%, and I was surprised I did it.
That's good. All
but
right.
The point is that I was there. I looked good, and people thought I looked good, and that's all that matters.
All right, we'll talk about bread and breakfast straight ahead.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Looking to break away this spring? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Spring rates starting from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to lodgeattiburon.com.
Welcome back. We're in the Sports Lounge, coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio across the nation on this great radio station, this cable system. I'm Michael Horn with the star of our show, the legend, the football legend, the acting legend, the iconic Mr. One and Only Fred Dreyer. By the way, your show, Hunter, is being shown, is it on Icon TV? Is that correct, where they show that?
That's the rumor.
Yeah. And somebody lands. And by the way, somebody came up to you just the other day and said, hey, I caught you on Agent X. Did they renew that series on TNT with Sharon Stone?
No.
It was a good show. I liked it.
Well, it was a good show. It had some good people in it.
McGraney, Gerald, and Sharon,
and it had some good people in it. But the truth of the matter was,
what was it?
They had creative problems with the show. Getting it, it became too thick in the middle.
What does that mean? Was that an acting term or something?
That it's just show too term? Involved. Too many characters. It was landlocked. It couldn't rise above the tide and get out to sea, as they say.
So it was landlocked. It's like
it's just
and,
it's it becomes a turd in a punch bowl is what it becomes.
All right, so let's get into Brandon McCartney if we could. We won't talk about that anymore. Brandon McCartney, Dodger pitcher, and others on some other teams got a little upset last weekend, Memorial Day weekend, because if you watch any of the games on the Memorial Day Monday. All the teams had camouflage green hats on with their team logo on it. And so apparently Brandon McCartney tweeted and saying, this is not nice to go ahead and be charging money for these hats when these people gave their lives for their country. And right? Was that the deal that went out?
Well, I guess. I mean, there it is right there.
But here's what Brandon didn't know and a few others didn't, because I had other radio stations talk about this.
He
the
was.
Money for the sales went to charity. So it makes it all right, doesn't it, then?
Well, again, you want to know why I'm cynical.
Why?
Wouldn't you, before you just started tweeting on your extra time and you had idle thumbs, you just decided to go into the men's room of the locker room with nothing to do and tweet something this half-baked thought out that would embarrass you?
Well,
I'm asking the legitimate question.
It's a good, and I would not, but here is, we're in the era of fake news. So
that's,
as soon
that's
as
not
thought,
an extate. That's not.
I know,
a,
but as soon as
the
thought
excuse.
Gets into somebody's mind, they just blurt it out.
Yeah, that's right, and that's why people get stuck in these situations. This is a foolish thing for him to say, And I'm no doubt that he's a big fan of those who have sacrificed their lives for
right.
the greater good. But to not say, hey, what are we doing with these uniforms? What are we doing with these hats? And someone would say, well, we're making them available, and all the proceeds go to Wounded Warriors or a charity of some sort locally. And then he would say, hey, that's a great thing. That would change his tweet.
Yes, it would.
Wouldn't it?
It would change
his
tweet.
Yeah, and still, now we have to comment on this crap. I don't like commenting on this stupidity. I just don't.
Okay,
because you wind up you have to apologize. Okay. I'm not asking for an apology.
Okay,
I'm just saying that yet again, here is another idiotic statement by an athlete who hasn't thought it through. He should call Colin Kaepernick to get his thinking squared away before he does that.
Okay,
that's right.
All right, since we're talking baseball a little bit, Mike Trout having a fabulous year hitting home runs. He is the first time in his career, and I know you hate it when I say this, on the DL because he slid into second base and sprained the thumb. But that's a legit injury, isn't it?
Yes, it is. He didn't plan to do it, I don't believe.
No.
But again, you've got somebody, another ball player on the DL. The season is 50 games old, and the entire conversation in these pages that I'm holding up here, is geared toward people being hurt. If it's pro football players, you know, in their OTAs,
right.
or it's somebody that's decided that I fell off a horse or whatever it might be. Nothing is more overwhelming today in today's sports world than people being hurt. And that's what we wind up with.
And what's the difference between this era of baseball player and the past eras? When I was a kid growing up, you know, and you'd have Sandy Koufax throwing two games in a doubleheader if he could, pitching nine innings and not worried about the arm. Okay, so Sandy Koufax's career was cut short, but other pitchers were not. They just went through and played. And so what's the deal? It's like every time there's a pimple on somebody's finger or a blister, they're out on the DL. What is the difference? Is it the agents? Is it the makeup of the players? What do you see as a former player?
Basically, you can take a look and spread it out over a couple of categories of laziness, people not being prepared. And, you know, if you take a look at the bodies of the – I'll just pick out one group of people, pro football players.
Okay.
If you take a look at how yoked these guys are and how fragile they are at the same time, I can't for the life of me, you know, think of the 20 plus years I played organized sports, whether it's one sport or another, where you would be faced with this type of an injury list, and these guys are supposed to be spending all the time in the weight room and taking these drugs and getting bigger and stronger and faster. And then when they step out on the field, whether it's an OTA, 2 or 3 day, 4 or 5 day exhibition here with their teams here before training camp opens up in July and commences the season, you've got people now who are literally running for the training room because their legs are tight.
Yeah,
or they've hurt their neck, or their arm is sore. You know, half the pitchers in Major League Baseball hit about 20 days around the 20th day of camp from February to it, right around the end or the beginning of March. You start seeing everybody now with sore shoulders.
Yeah,
that is just indicative of people not knowing how to prepare themselves for their job description, which they're getting paid billions.
Let me ask you a personal question. Playing football, season ends. Did you take a few weeks off, and then did you start working out for the next season? What was a typical off season from the regular grind of the schedule for Fred Dreyer? What did you do at the end of the season?
I will tell you, but I'm this is just me.
Yeah.
And this isn't.
I'm curious.
This isn't. This isn't to be, determined that I think everybody should do it.
Okay.
Because I don't. You know. I mean, because a lot can't. Not.
Right.
Nor will they. I don't do anything when the season's over with. I don't do anything I take about 6 to 8 weeks off.
Totally.
Of running and jumping and lifting and everything else. And I concentrate solely on diet and stretching.
Interesting.
That's what I did. That's what I kind of still do to this
day.
So for 6 weeks,
diet and stretching.
Yeah, I'll drop 15, 16, 18 pounds because I'm not eating a lot. I'm not lifting weights a lot. But I home in on stretching my neck, my back, my pelvis, everything that's necessary. So when I go back to lifting weights in
You've got the form.
March, April, and May, I'm now ready to do it, and I don't get hurt doing it.
I like that answer.
Well, that's the answer, isn't it?
We continue on the Sports Lounge.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes prepackaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal. That's fun. It's something you can feel good about.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
3895.
I'm Michael Horn with the star of our show, the All-Pro defensive end, football legend, acting superstar, the iconic star of Hunter, Land's End, Crisis, Agent X, the list goes on and on and on, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much, and thank you folks for tuning in. We sure appreciate it. Look, we have notes here. Again, as I said when I opened the show up, there's just not anything happening in the world of sports.
Well,
except,
wait.
Let me finish.
Okay.
Should I?
Yeah, go ahead.
There's nothing here about anything of it. There's like 6-7 pages here, 8 pages that really have no value at all.
Well, here's a value. You got the world champion Cubs. In the last week, they lost a series to the Dodgers and to the Padres, who are bottom dwellers in the National League West. And so those Cubs got swept by two teams. What is wrong with these Cubs here? The Cubbies. I mean, come on. They won it once. What, are they going to go back for another 100 years and, not win anything?
Well, they're not focused yet.
So, okay, let me ask you another personal question, if I can.
Yeah.
You're in the Super Bowl. What was that year? Was it 69, 70? What was the year the Rams were in the Super Bowl?
My tenure? It was in January of 80.
January of 80. There you go. Pardon me. So January 80, you're in the Super Bowl. You didn't win, so that's, of course, maybe this isn't a fair question. But let's say you win the Super Bowl. How do you get your head in to start the next season? Your basketball team, like the Lakers, where they had championship after championship, or the Celtics, when they did it. How do you get your head ready to go for the next year to make it happen? Because it seems like these Cubbies are starting to be in a little bit of a letdown stage.
Well, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. They're human beings, and I wouldn't be surprised if they were just kind of still mesmerized in that bathing in the glow of such tremendous success.
What about that second baseman they had went over to the rivals, the Cardinals, and he's not doing well over there at the Cardinals, and the Cubs have somebody different. Maybe the chemistry is off.
Fowler?
Yeah. Is it Fowler? No, it's the other guy, the second baseman.
Zobrist?
Yeah. No, not Zobrist.
No, he came from Kansas City, didn't he?
Yeah. I'll look it up for you anyway. But I'm just wondering, what's happening, with the team makeup? Something's going on.
Well, look, it's 175,000 games they play every year. And,
you actually counted them?
Yes. And there's a football season coming along now, and everything is, all these players are gearing up, for a new season. And baseball players, some of them, like the Dodgers, are really appear to be hungrier at this point in time because they think that they're ready to win it, which is great. There's other teams that are that way, and there's other teams like the Padres, who are 50 games into the season, are going nowhere, and they cannot wait to take the bus home.
Yeah.
So, there's all kinds of different things going on all at once. And then you have the defending champions, who are in that malaise, that lukewarm bathwater of success that now has them pigeonholed as slackers. And their pitchers aren't hitting their spots. You watch the series here in L.A. and, Arrieta, and all their pitchers got hit. That's just the fine focus of what is necessary. The whole game is based on pitching. And if you don't pitch that well, you can expect what you're getting out of the Cubs.
Well, yeah, and so that's kind of weighs on them a little bit when they're getting going. But if you have a good manager, can't the manager kind of turn that around a little bit, make things happen for you a little bit?
Well, he can help understand it by having been there before. He's a good baseball man, Madden, for the Cubs. And you might say that he is patient, and he needs to be, and he probably gives them time off and probably tries to help them snap out of it. He's one of these guys that say, okay, we're going to L.A., so bring your teddy bear and your blanket and your pajamas, because we're going to get on the airplane together and take a nap. He has that philosophy, which is fine, which is a realistic philosophy. You're not going to demand and crack the whip that people hold their nose to the grindstone for 162 games.
Plus, do other teams gun for you when you win a championship, no matter what your sport?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the Dodgers geared up, and they pitched very well against them, and they hit their pitching.
Yeah.
So, let's see what happens after the All-Star game.
All right, that big All-Star game's coming up. That
it's got to be
that
great.
All-Star. Let's talk about that. It's nothing like it used to be. It's like, come on.
Oh, no, it's terrible.
It's just
they got to stop playing it, I think.
The whole game has been wussified over there. It's like, you know, just slide into the bases, dive
in. Well, you can get into you can go through these pages that we have here that I'm holding up right now.
Yes.
And take a look at all of the wusses that are in pro football today. It's disgusting.
We continue straight ahead. It's the Sports Lounge with the one and only Fred Dreyer. We are back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, with the legendary Fred Dreyer. So Dexter Fowler, he's not a second base, he's a center fielder.
Yeah, that's right.
They lured him away from the Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals, and he just hasn't produced.
And no, he's been a big disappointment.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, you know, maybe that's hurt the Cubs at the same time. And now these guys got a lot to prove with the Cardinals, and there's a lot of mental stuff that goes on. You got to get through when you get traded. You got to be your head has to be in the right place. You did not necessarily want to play with the Patriots when you got sent there. In fact, you told them no because they didn't really come up with the deal you wanted. But
no, I didn't want to be there.
Yeah,
regardless of the money.
Yeah, really. Yeah, see, and that's a big deal. That's it. That's a man of principles.
Here's the deal. Here's my thinking.
Yeah.
I got drafted by the Giants in 69. I played there for 3 years.
Played out your option.
I had to leave because I saw that the organization was not capable of getting good players. That's suicide.
Yeah.
So I only have a small little window, being a young boy.
Yeah.
I only have a small window playing in a grinder. I know when I'm coming home. I know where we are.
Yeah.
I know that I have no optimism, and it's not a good thing to be. You know, you can't play that
That's
sport.
That's a smart player.
You can't play that sport, specifically that sport, or any sport, but that's specifically that one, and a hope, a realistic hope of getting better every week and pushing toward a championship. So I left there. They traded me to New England. I said, look, if I come here, it's the same thing as staying with the Giants. You know, I'll see you. Goodbye. Trade me out here, and if you don't, then I'll quit. And they said, well, I guess we got he's not coming, so we got to get rid of him. So let's trade him where he wants to go. So they did. So there it is.
There you have. Now, I have a little information. First off, the Giants, I think, one of the problems with the Giants is they have too many hunters on their teams. They got Hunter Pence, Hunter Strickland. You can't have that many hunters. And, you know, there should be more Bobs and Teds and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so this Hunter Strickland is a relief pitcher. Apparently back in, what, 2012 playoffs, you know, there's the playoff games are between the Washington Nationals, Bryce Harper hits a home run in D.C., and then when he's 4 games later, hits one out of the Giants ballpark into McCovey Cove and sort of looks at it and gloats about it. So they don't face each other until just this last week. And I guess this Hunter Strickland just drills the hip of Bryce Harper. And Harper kind of comes out to the mound, but Hunter Strickland threw a right at him. I mean, that's about the most excitement in a baseball game we've had all year.
And the point is that's the most excitement we've had?
Well, I mean, what goes on with these grudges? I mean, come on, this is like a
I have no
four,
idea. Look,
this is a 3-year-old grudge.
Bryce Harper looks crazy to me. Beautifully talented athlete.
He is very
he
talented.
He looks crazy.
He looks like he could.
So anything can happen.
Well, he kind of threw his helmet and went off a little bit.
I know. You know, these guys don't want to fight, believe me.
But Hunter did. He threw a big right hook at the guy. His head went
He's
back.
Running out to the pitcher that throws this thing at him, and he hopes he doesn't get knocked out. Number two, he's saying to himself, someone's jump him. Somebody jump that guy
before he
knocks me out.
That's right.
and it's not a win-win because you really get hurt. And
no,
that's your livelihood.
Do.
I mean, I wouldn't want my teammates to go out you got to do what you got to do. There's no claim to manhood.
Right.
If they're saying, you know, why didn't
Madison Baumgartner come out of the dugout?
He went into the locker room.
Yeah, because he's on an injury. He already was on a dirt bike or something and fell off
and he already did something really stupid.
Yeah,
so he's not qualified to be
another thing.
Another stupid fight.
Yeah.
And then what's the guy's name behind, Posey?
Yeah,
he
Buster
just
Posey.
Stood there for a while.
Well, it's another smart player. I would just hightail it out myself.
Well, now they're saying, why didn't you come out and protect your men? That's all nonsense stuff.
That's what I want to find out from you.
That's ingrained in the sport, and the sport has passed these players by.
It's a wussification of the game, so what do you expect? They don't even let you slide into second base. Why should you go out there and defend your guys? Just sit around and go, oh, well.
Well,
those two guys be like hockey. Let the two guys beat each other up, and then the umpires can just dive on them and knock them to the dirt.
That's what you should do.
Yeah. You like that, don't you?
Sure. Well, why not?
The crowd, I think it would make the game more exciting. People would wake up in about the fifth inning if you did
something
like that.
Here's what I think.
What do you think? I like this. The look on your face tells me this could be a great idea.
If our guy wants to fight this pitcher, everybody stand back and let him go at it.
That's what I'm saying. And it becomes a boxing match and a baseball game.
Give them one minute of time.
In the field. So you would actually have them phone into New York and start a timer on the scoreboard? They got a minute?
Well, the home umpire is responsible for it because he's the closest umpire. As soon as the guy charges, he runs out and tells people, stand back. Okay, go ahead. And you got 1 minute. And he's got the stopwatch. And he goes, all right, that's it. Grab him.
You wouldn't have anybody throwing at the guys anymore.
Oh, I would love that. That would be just a wonderful. It's like, kind of like a hockey thing. You know, they let you go back and forth. That's one of the things that you love about hockey.
Yeah, I thought Butch Goring was out there from the old
spontaneity, team. The spontaneous reaction.
Tiger Williams out there.
The passion. It's really the passion.
Freaks of speed and motorheads. It's Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks. Be sure to catch Crash Gladys, Statman, and yours truly every Sunday night, 7 to 9 Pacific, 10 to midnight Eastern. That's right, Speed Freaks on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Offer details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. No credit needed. Affordable payment plans. Delivery, setup, and service included. Imagine new possibilities at Rent-A-Center. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
We're back here in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, with the one and only Fred Dreyer. So apparently, and I hope we're not going to get to, because we get into trouble sometimes when we talk about some topics. You know, when the Dodgers had the problems between a couple of their players, whether one guy got fired or whatever, and we start talking about it, and they're involved in a legal battle right now. and the player that we talked about said we didn't know we were talking about. Well, that's par for the course on this show. Just listen to it every week and you'll figure that out. So here's the deal. You've said Bryce Harper looks like he could kind of is a great athlete, but he could go off on somebody, is what you're saying?
He looks inbred.
So Bryce Harper has gotten his suspension because of that brawl reduced by one game. He originally received a 4-game ban with that fight with Hunter Strickland. He's gonna he has a 3-game thing, and he's serving that. So there you have it.
We don't care.
So he's got 15 home runs. He's got a .322 average, 41 RBIs as of last week.
Numbers.
That's pretty good. I mean, he's a good player.
You're killing me with these stats.
Well, and is Dusty Baker still the manager over there with the Nationals?
Yeah.
And so Dusty used to manage the Giants. I think there's bad blood sometimes with the managers. And did Bruce Bochy get a little upset that Dusty, you know, allowed his bench to brawl off? If I'm the Nationals, you don't want to fight. You kind of throw yourself against the gate of the clubhouse to make sure they don't go on the field.
Yeah, well, baseball actually, in many, many ways, is a dead sport.
Well, it isn't lively, but, you know, there are some good games. Come on.
Well, look. There's a hundred. They've got way too many games.
I like them. I'm sorry. I like the games, but there's so many games. They don't mean as much when they play like 5 games or 7 games in the playoffs, and that's it. And then this All-Star game. We're going to talk about this. Back in the day, you know, it really meant something. The American League beating the National League, or the National League beating the American League. Now it's just home run derby, and I give credit. Who is it? Is it Cody Bellinger that says if he goes to the All-Star, somebody's not going to be – oh, it's Mike Trout. Mike Trout, who is a veteran, says if he's on the All-Star, he won't participate in that stupid home run derby. And I agree with that because it screwed up more players than ever. The guy throws a big fat ball, and ever since Yasiel Puig was in that, he hasn't been the same player until this year. He's gotten a little better.
I think – I agree. I think that the home run derby is asinine. To have your father or your uncle lob pitches to you and have you hit them, and the idiot crowd go, oh, did you see how far that went? You know, this type of stuff is what kills the goose.
Now, hold on a second, because you have brought up another point that I was not aware of. Is it, if you're in the home run derby, do you bring your father or your
uncle? You can have anybody you want throw you balls.
So your father or your uncle can
throw you? That's correct.
You have your own
Who was it? Jock Peterson a couple of years ago.
Yeah, he went
had his cousin, his uncle, or somebody come in and throw him to him. His high school coach or somebody.
It throws the player off for the rest of the year. I think they should get rid of that.
Many say it does. Some say it doesn't. And so I don't care one way or another. I just want them to get rid of it. They are continuing to milk and to I call it the great whale harvesting. Is when they go out and they catch a whale, and not only do they take all the oil out of it, they use every aspect of that whale, which is ecologically
back in the old days,
it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, to harvest the whale
not
and
now,
use every single aspect of the whale. They're doing the same thing. They're butchering sports. They're breaking it down into little sections and little moments. And they're now going to talk about, you know, in pro football, they got to have someone out to talk about beating up your girlfriend or your wife. Then they got to have somebody here now start to say, "Who do you want to have? I'm having my high school." Coach who really helped me out. He's going to come here
and
he's going to pitch and I just know I'm going to win the derby. Wait. You know, this is like we go to the Dodger game and you know the people around me where I sit. You know, I see how easily they're entertained and how tolerant they are of what is being pushed down their throat. And what is being pushed down their throat is this crap that these teams now put together. Major League Base, Dodger games, Angel games, all of these baseball games now are like a game show.
On the video
with
board.
The baseball game attached
hold on.
To it.
Don't you spend your time? You sit around in the food lounge, don't you? Usually go up to the buffet a couple of times yourself.
I go to the beautiful restaurant and I enjoy the buffet. I watch a couple of innings on TV. I run into people that I would normally run into, and I sit and talk with them, and we have a good time. We talk about what's happening in the organization. We exchange ideas. We do the whole thing. Then I go back out and I sit and watch next the 6.5, 7 innings, and I am pounded with the jackasses, you know, in between innings, where the person comes on instead of singing, the anthem, they'll come on and sing "Take Me Out the Ball Game," and then they'll have a person come on, a midget or somebody, a circus performer, come out and put a T-shirt.
True.
Listen to me, put a T-shirt into one of these pop guns and start pushing and just shooting clothing into the upper deck.
It's true.
And
I didn't realize they were circus performers.
No, it's just beyond
down.
Anything.
They closed down Ringling
no,
Brothers.
No, it's just beyond any comprehension. I am not that tolerant. I'm too old to realize, and I cross my – I genuflect when I go into the game and when I leave.
You and I, you know, back in, when we were kids back in 1920, remember when they used to have that all-star baseball game on TV where they would have Al Kaline going up against so-and-so, but they had one pitcher out there, like Carol Behringer, the batting practice pitcher, throwing in the BBs up there for him to hit, and they'd have Mickey Mantle against Willie Mays or something. That was good fun on television. They had the home run challenge. Remember that game?
Well, that was in the 60s.
I know.
Out of Wrigley Field.
Yeah, out at Wrigley Field, Los Angeles.
I remember that.
But I could even pop one out of that ball.
Well, that was different, you know, and I loved it because they had Mickey Mantle on and he couldn't speak.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email segment, Fred. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Cherokee says, good to listen to you on CR. Steven says, hey, Fred, do you prefer watching baseball over football? Did you ever consider playing professionally in Major League Baseball? Whoa, that's a question, Steven. Listen to this answer.
Well, I always considered baseball my first sport until my arm blew up, and then football became my first sport.
You played baseball in college and blew the arm out, right?
I'm not in college. I played it in high school and in all the summer leagues, American Legion, all those things like that. And then I hurt myself, which prevented me from going forward.
Do you prefer watching baseball over football?
I think I would rather watch baseball.
Okay, Desi says, yes, how you are. She says, I've not been able to listen to your show live. I'm very busy, and when I'm tired from work, I don't feel obligated to do anything. I always feel that way. But when I do something, there must be no obligation, no expectation, because the outcome is not good when you are obliged or obligated. So she says she listens to the podcast of the show.
Well, she's also been very kind to us over the last couple of years, not only listening in and sending notes, but she's also sent nice little goodies for us here. She sent some Harry and David candies for us.
Thank you, Desi. Those are great.
So we really appreciate that.
And DJ says, love your show. And he says his mom and he watch it every night on the Roku box. So that's pretty good that they're tuned in watching you. And he says his mom has a crush on you.
Well, God bless her. And there's many, many ways, as we all know, to get our show.
And he attached some pictures and he sent them to you. So people send you pictures all the time, and there's always some good things of you and stuff over there. And so you are very photogenic. I like those Western ones we got. Want to send an email? Send it to Fred Dreyer. The address is Fred Dreyer, FredDreyer at crntalk.com. Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, CRN Digital Talk Radio. So, you ever fished? Have you ever been gone out and been one of the anglers over there and catch trout or something?
My father used to take us up to Mammoth Lakes, to Twin Lakes.
Yep.
To fish as kids with my uncle.
You and your brother, your uncle, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. Apparently, you know, Howard Price, our sales guy, is up in Colorado Springs, up in the Green Mountain area. And somebody threw some fish illegally into the Green Mountain Reservoir. And these fish are like little voracious sap, and they're eating up all the other fish over there. So the wildlife, fish and game people are saying, go up there, go fishing, get rid of these little varmints out of there, the little mouth bluegills or whatever they call them up there. And they'll give you $20 a fish. Plus, you can keep the fish if you want to eat them, or you can donate them to somebody else and they can go. But you can go up there, and as you fish, they'll give you $20 for every one you catch. Up at the Green Mountain, Colorado area. because if they release the water out of the reservoirs and stuff, they're afraid the fish is going to go down there into the Colorado River and other tributaries and cause a problem.
You know what they should do?
I was hoping you'd have come with a solution.
They should get about 3 dozen tilapia.
What does that have to do
with it? And release them.
Well, the tilapia would probably be eaten by this other voracious...
No, tilapia gang up on those types of fish.
Yeah, the M13 gang members?
And they just beat them. And they'll go belly up and just scoop them off the top. And then you bring in, you know...
I'm being serious here about a major problem, and you're bringing in tilapia.
And then you bring in a lot of people who love tilapia, and they can fish them out.
Trying to let our audience know they get $20 a fish if they go check with the Colorado Fish and Wildlife there in the Green Mountain area.
Well, tilapia is a friendly, generic fish.
You ate tilapia one time in your life.
I've eaten more than that.
And you were there with Bob Moore, our good friend, and Bob Moore ruined it for you at Bob's
Big
Boy.
No, I knew that.
They were out of salmon, and you enjoyed the tilapia so much, you went through your customary, like after you have one salmon, you go, this is really good, another? And then they brought you another tilapia until Bob Moore told you about that guy said they were bottom feeders. And that look on your face.
Just like shellfish.
You haven't had tilapia.
How many people eat shellfish? Those are turd pile fish.
Easy. They clean out those veins, those sand veins.
I heard that.
They call them a sand vein. I call my thing something else.
I heard that restaurant that night.
You ate the two tilapia.
I ate two plates of tilapia.
I know. Jesus, wouldn't stop.
And the chef came out to look at me.
He did.
Said, get back in there.
And then you went into that place, which has since closed down, becoming a Starbucks. And I think you literally took them out of business because they had kind of an all-you-can-eat salad bar. And when you go into a restaurant that's all-you-can-eat, it's all-you-can-eat. And they used to go in there, and I think they'd see you in the parking lot, and they'd start taking things like cucumbers off the salad bar to save them from the other customers.
I think it's the logo that had to go, the logo of the restaurant.
Bob's Big Boy, the hamburger? What's wrong with it?
Can you get that?
You're about the ninth person that's asked me.
Can you
it's
get
plowed
the
down. It's gone.
Is it gone already?
I'm sure it's gone. Maybe they have it. I'll ask.
Well, you should put it in your front yard.
You want to put it in your front yard of your house?
You could put it in your front yard.
I would give it to Bob Moore, our friend.
Bob Moore should have the Bob's Big Boy.
Bob's Big Boy.
The fiberglass guy, the fat little kid.
Yeah, he's holding the hamburger over there.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
I remember when those things first went up. Those things worked. Those gimmicks where they said, look, Mom, the Bob's Big Boy, let's go in there. It worked.
It worked when I took you in there that time. You got excited.
Not because of Bob, though, but because it was free food.
Maybe it was that waitress. I can't remember. There was something going on there. But that's a show. I got to tell you. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn with the one and only Fred Dreyer. We haven't touched much on basketball, and we're here in the finals and everything, but you've got another story here. The rumor mill is going here.
Well, look, you know how my feeling is about Jerry. I've known Jerry a long time.
Jerry who?
Jerry West.
Oh, yeah.
And forgive me, Jerry West, he's now with the Warriors. He was the Lakers, and then he helped build the Showtime Lakers of the 80s. And now
he built the Warriors, yeah.
Yeah, and now he built the Warriors into a championship team. Well, the Clippers are interested in Jerry coming to the Clippers to turn them into a championship team.
Do you think that the Lakers would ever consider having him back? I know he's well respected.
They don't want him back.
Why?
I don't know that for a fact, but they don't want him back. They could have had him back. He would have come back. But they wanted Magic Johnson to run the show. And here's what I think it is, and it's probably sound thinking. You know, you hire Magic Johnson because if people, present-day players, he's closer to present-day players than Jerry is.
Okay.
And Jerry's associated with 30 years ago in L.A. building a great basketball championship. But at the same time, I think that the Lakers and Jerry West, along with Magic Johnson, wouldn't go that well. And Jerry wants to do his thing his way, and Magic is going to do his thing his way. And so I think Jerry realizes that, and Magic Johnson and this guy Rob Pelinka. They're going to run the show, and we'll see what happens.
But you say that about Jerry West, and yet look at what he's done. He's built some teams in the past, most notably recently the Golden State Warriors. And so maybe the players don't gel with that 30-year-old game philosophy or whatever, but he seems to know what he's doing when he's putting a team together.
Well, I think he still has a lot of respect. You know, the owners are probably saying, you know, we need Magic and his business acumen for whatever reasons, and we're going to go with Magic. We're going to go with what he says. And Jerry, is on the outs.
So Jerry, if he comes to the Clippers, that might be very good for the Clippers. Have been doing well, but they just can't seem to win the big games when they get into the playoffs. So they need to move along.
Well, I think they do need leadership, and I think Jerry would be good for him. And I think Doc should bow down and allow Jerry to do his deal.
Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email him at Fred Dreyer@CRNTalk.com. Stay so long, Fred.
See you later.